You've been listening to CKVS 93.7, The Voice, the Shoe Swap Zone Community Radio. Your community radio is locally produced by volunteers from right here in the Shoe Swap. Go to voiceoftheshoeswap.ca and find out more about The Voice. I'm Richard Sevigné, and this week on Live in the Shoe Swap, we featured Sandy Cameron's All Request Night, where he and his quintet play songs requested by the jazz club audience. Up next, we'll hear a song composed by guitarist Neil Fraser. But first, Sandy tells us about some changes he's noted in the local jazz community while he was away. Let's talk a little bit about the jazz club. What was the big thing that struck you when you came back and started coming to the jazz club here after you'd been away for a couple of years?
Well, they still hadn't settled the venue problem. That was a problem when I left. And it was still happening last summer, when it started up again in the fall. But I was really pleased to see it carrying on in such a good fashion. Jordan and the committee that, mostly people that were in it when I left are still there, a lot of them. And that part, you know, the fact that it's going on, carrying on, and if you're getting good people coming in, and they're using local talent as well, so it's I'm very impressed.
I think Jordan has figured out how to get quality, how to keep quality, entertainment coming.
Yeah, he's made some good contacts, particularly in Vancouver. He's managed to bring in guys like Corey Weeks. It's wonderful.
That was a pretty memorable concert, that one. So let's talk about Chris Pederson a little bit. You said he's one of your students.
Well, he was a student. Chris took lessons from me, I don't know, it must have been 4 or 5 years ago. At the same time, he'd been studying with Jim Johnson, Johnston, who has a firm grasp of the theory of music, much more than myself. And so he got theoretical theory or that end of the music thing instilled in him. And then he went to Vancouver Island University jazz program, and they have some excellent people there. I lost touch with them. So I think that made a big difference. He dropped in and played a few things with us before I left in the jazz club, you know, and people, he could hear the progress that he was making. But I was just blown away when I heard him again this last 6 months. So I'm really enjoying sessioning with him. You know, we come sit over and we play duets together and this sort of thing.
Yeah.
A lot of fun. Yeah.
It's kind of nice to watch the seeds you plant grow into.
Yeah, I don't know how much influence I had, but he's certainly very, very, very much into it. And one of the things he does that is so important, he studies the history by listening. He listens to a lot of music, a lot of jazz, and that's really important. Somebody that knows Neil Fraser really well asked for this song, because probably not too many of you know it. Maybe some of the folks from Vernon know it. But Neil wrote this song, and it's a tribute, I believe, to his grandfather?
Father.
Oh, it's a tribute to his father. And it's called Hamish Goes to Barcelona. Neil also wrote a harmony part for it, which I'm just learning here. Thank you.
instruments
do you have? Oh, gosh. I have about, I think, four clarinets.
Right.
And a good flute. One that works, another one that doesn't. Four tenors and one alto saxophone and the bass clarinet.
Right.
Yeah, I think that's it. Yeah. Yeah, I've got to get rid of some of them.
Time to thin the herd.
Yeah, exactly.
Sandy Cameron's All Request Orchestra playing Leon Russell's Masquerade. That's all for this week. I'm Richard Sevigny, thanking you for tuning in and supporting Community Radio. I hope you can come back at this time next week for more Live in the Shoe Swap.